Lucky Week begins. This is your reading for Monday, August 19th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on TikTok or Instagram. Cards today. In the theme slot, we have the Magician. Keywords here are willpower, concentration, and skill. The Tool card is the Queen of Wands. This is confidence, passion, and charisma. The Obstacle is the inverted Six of Swords. This is being stuck in the past or returning to trouble. The Advice card is the Four of Wands. The message to this is to develop your network. Enthusiasm empowers vision, and a good team is not easy to find. I'm adding this back in our angel number, 0303. The title of it is Taking Chances, and the keywords are knowledge, freedom, and optimism. All right, strong start to the week. Good stuff. Our theme card today is the embodiment of persistence and dedication. The Magician is a sign that now is the time to use all our talents to go after whatever it is that we're chasing. This could be work, promotion, new job, new hobby, starting a business, new romantic interest, whatever the case may be. Our tool to best go about this is confidence and charisma. No shit. The Queen of Wands represents someone who is intensely focused and passionate about something and has confidence in their ability to achieve it or obtain it. This air of confidence around us will be critical if we're going to heed the advice card. The Four of Wands in the advice position is assigned to expand our networks. Our passion, confidence, enthusiasm, dedication, and you know all the other fucking synonyms for those words, those are going to be key in attracting the right people into our lives. More hands in the shop makes the work get done quicker. Our obstacle, I saved it for last because it's a fucking bummer, is to put it into a single word, it would be relapse. So for one reason or another, we're still not able to let go of the pains of yesterday, and it's keeping us from reaching our fullest potential. There are two ways that this can manifest itself. The first is what I just mentioned. It's like a mental roadblock that keeps you from being able to move ahead. The second is reaching out for our old self-medication techniques, if you know what I mean. We know that they're bad for us, but for whatever reason, we're yearning for them. We really want them right now. Maybe it's a bad ex that you keep going back to for, I don't know. For me, it's substance problems. So, you know what applies best to you in this situation. But because this is such a bummer, I saved the angel number for now. Our message today from our angel message, I guess, is to trust ourselves and to take a chance. And I would take this to mean that we should take a chance and go all in with our higher consciousness, which is pushing us to devote ourselves to positivity. All the shit that I mentioned about confidence and passion and enthusiasm and all that, that is what the angel number, I think, is telling us to go for. So there you have it, Monday, August 19th. I'm always really curious to know how these readings land for people. If you could, if you're feeling brave, leave a comment wherever it is that you're listening to, or hit us up on social media if you want. LVX Media Net, that's the handle everywhere. Let me know how it landed. I always like knowing if they're good or not, so I don't know if there's things I need to do differently or whatever. Go to luxmediashows.com if you would like a personal reading. Hit the ooky spooky button that's on the front page and you fill out the form, pick the deck that you like, and we're off to the races. I will be back tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.